WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin with the wintry weather parts of the country are dealing with this evening. The National Guard is helping out in Erie, Pennsylvania, where lake effect snow piled up. County Executive Benton Davis.
The National Guard, they're here for emergency management purposes of rescue and recovery, evacuations of folks stranded in the vehicles. Most of that has been done.
There are whiteout conditions in the village of Copenhagen, New York, where this woman lives.
Not a huge fan, but we've been lucky, so I guess we're due.
Overseas, UN meetings wrapped up in South Korea today, where countries were working on a treaty to limit the world's plastic production. Camila Zapita is the head negotiator for Mexico.
I would not say this is a failure. We have a coalition of the willing, over 100 countries that want this.
Negotiations will be suspended for now. Now to Gaza, where the United Nations' biggest relief agency can no longer get aid through a southern crossing. UNRWA's Louise Waterridge says it was closed after aid trucks were looted.
Our understanding is these are criminal activities and these are criminal gangs. We are not permitted by the Israeli authorities to have a permanent base at the border crossings.
CBS's Wendy Gillette tells us Donald Trump is full speed ahead with his new administration.
This week, Tesla CEO Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy will head to Capitol Hill to talk with Republicans about their Department of Government efficiency. Trump formed the advisory commission to slash federal spending and reduce the size of the government.
Since the election, correspondent Stephen Kaufman says
American women are stocking up on emergency contraception and abortion pills.
After Trump got elected, we saw a 10 times increase in the first 24 hours.
Dr. Rebecca Gompertz heads up the Netherlands nonprofit Aid Access. Gompertz is confident that the pills will continue to be available despite the incoming administration.
Two Tennessee business owners are being accused of massive fraud. Our Peter King with details.
The two owners of a West Tennessee tax return company have been indicted for filing false returns for 4 years based on phony COVID relief fund claims. The Justice Department says they claimed more than $65 million in COVID relief. Their clients actually received hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now the two owners face 20 years in prison if convicted on all charges.
It was a big weekend at the movies. The combo of Wicked, Gladiator 2, and Moana 2 made the five-day Thanksgiving holiday its best ever, pulling in an estimated $420 million. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Succeed. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to hour number two of Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network. Let's kick the second hour off with a double dip of some poppy pop extraordinaire. It's Eddie A. Dynamite and All About That Girl. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Emotional help. When she calls you on a phone.
Eddie A. Dynamite on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Doing three from Eddie A. Dynamite because that last song is just 35 seconds long. Before that, a couple off their new album, Girlfriend on Page 43 and All About That Girl. If you don't know about Maxmas, the Madison area Christmas compilation albums, they were done about 10 years ago by a bunch of bands here in Madison. Got together. They all covered like a song or did an original Christmas song. It's punk rock Christmas to the extreme. Highly worth listening to. and endorsed by yours truly. How you doing? I am Jimmy K. Thanks for tuning in to Max Inc. Radio tonight across the Civic Media Radio Network. If you don't have the app, make sure you grab the app right now and put it on your phone. You can take Civic Media wherever you go. The app is available at your favorite app store or at civicmedia.us. Coming up this hour, I got double dips from Mickey Magnum. We'll do some American Dead as well. Terry Barr is going to check in. She has a great interview with Molly Fish from the Civil Engineers and local owner of a bookstore here in Madison. Terry will have all the details for you that coming up after 7:30. As you know, I'm a huge Something to Do fan. Their latest album, Here Comes the Panic, is now available on vinyl. Ooh, I'm going to stock my stuffing with that for sure. They're also going to be at the High Noon Saloon on December 6th with Mustard Plug. Here's their latest song, Sweet Caffeination. Something to Do on Max Inc. Radio.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Show. I stay.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. The master of mayhem himself, Mickey Magnum there. And Stand Tall, I Still Believe in Rock and Roll. Both of those songs from his latest release. Unfortunately, no shows on the books for Mickey. Hopefully, sometime soon, he'll book some shows and we get to see him live. I'm Jimmy Kay, hanging out with you on a Saturday evening. Thank you for tuning in and your support of the local music scene across the state of Wisconsin. Terry Barr is going to check in just a couple of minutes with a great interview with Molly Fish from the Civil Engineers. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Noah's Ark Pet Store, 1289 North Sherman Avenue inside Northgate Mall here in Madison. Cat and kitten adoptions, plus organic pet food, grooming, and so much more. It's Noah's Ark Pet Center in Madison at Northgate Mall. Max Inc. Radio is also sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Now three Madison locations on Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. You can also shop online at herbalaspect.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles, because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sud Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sud Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sud Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Ring in the new year at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison. Enjoy live music from Saturday Morning Cartel and free champagne jello shots at both 10 p.m. and midnight. Take $2 off Tito's mixers, 16-ounce cans of Bud Light or Miller Lite, just $2.50. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Hungry? The delicious late-night menu will be available until midnight on New Year's Eve at the Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Visit LazyElfLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Original local music from Wisconsin, Saturday night. It must be Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. You know, the holiday season is officially underway, and we recommend gifting great local music. Or how about a great book? Terry Barr sat down and talked with musician Molly Fish to learn about her local bookstore and why she loves both reading books and writing songs and how they go together.
We are listening to is Stay Down. This is by the Civil Engineers and lead singer Molly Fish. Wow, Molly has quite the unique story to share with us.
First of all, thanks for being here, Molly.
Hi, Terry. Always great to talk to you.
We will get into your unique story in just a second. But first, what can you tell me about Stay Down?
Well, this song was written primarily by Kyle Wrightley, a fabulous local musician and our guitar player in the Civil Engineers. And he had a couple of lyrics he liked, but then he left the rest of it up to me. I decided to make this song about a woman fighting to get to the top, and she's being told to stay down, and so she starts telling everybody else, no, you better stay down.
It's funny because it leads perfectly into what we're going to be talking about now. You opened a bookstore. So here we're talking about writing and reading. Why was this a dream of yours?
I have always loved books and reading, but I would either be sitting and reading and you can't talk to me, or I would be like on stage, you know, showman, singing, performing. Those were like my two vibes. I had always dreamed of owning a bookstore as I became involved in small businesses. I worked at a lot of bookstores, and it was just kind of like a pipe dream of like, but you know, the pandemic changed a lot of things for a lot of people, and it changed how we thought about our lives and what we do every day. Really realized I want to love what I do every single day. I opened Lake City Books in April of 2023. It honestly has surpassed my wildest dreams.
There is a recent survey that shows print books are making a comeback. What are you seeing in your store, Molly?
Here is what is happening. We are on our screens so often. We work on our screens. Students and young people study and learn on their screens. So if you want to read a book, it's like how records came back, except books are even more resilient as a medium and as a thing that people love and want to keep and want to collect. Like the item itself has become something. Even among young women, I think is like one of the biggest trends, and which is so exciting to me.
Yeah.
They're reading romance books just unapologetically. They're reading fantasy and getting into, like dragons and talking about books on TikTok and social media. And the fact that that's the thing that a lot of young people are talking about is incredible. And I always try to encourage that. I'm like, I don't care what you're reading. If you're reading romance, that's great. Get in the habit of reading. Have books in your life.
I'm talking with Molly Fish, fabulous musician and owner of Lake City Books. Do you have any personal reading goals that you're trying to meet right now? And it sounds like you read a lot of the books that are in your bookstore.
I try to read very diversely, specifically so that I can recommend things to a wide variety of people. So my goal is always 52 books a year. I need to read at least one book a week. I've already hit 52 for this year.
Oh, wow.
So now everything is just gravy.
We are going to end this with the song Strawberry Waffles. Tell us about this one, Molly.
It's like a little revenge story. So the chorus is, my mama told me that I had a taste for blood. When they let me write the lyrics and the vocals, sometimes that's just what comes out.
Molly Fish, she is a reader. She is a bookstore owner. She's a writer and a musician. So let's take a listen to Strawberry Waffles. Molly Fish, thanks so much.
Thank you, Terry.
He's pretty handy. Thank you.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, doing a double dip of The American Dead, Backseat Heartbeat, Goner before that. And thanks to Terry Barr and Molly Fish for the wonderful conversation. You could catch that podcast later in the week at maxincradio.com. I'm Jimmy Kay. Music on the way, or double dips on the way. From 7,000 Apart, we'll do some People Brothers Band and Jaden James coming up shortly. Right now, let's do a double dip of work. This is Embers. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
But the hands don't move. Waiting for the bomb to drop, I stoke the fire, recall a tune. Chorus wrapped its coils around my head, a snake with tail untold, swallowing my memory and knowledge that I'd had before. Buzzing bills. Meanwhile, I'm on the ground, spinning yet remaining still. At that time, the rhyme arrived, swooping down and open wide, took me in its beak and then.
square. Trying to be round, unfair, but you don't care. Catch your stare, tell everyone it's going down. Ah, it's going down. Ah. Just like cement sticks to steel, we've hardened over time. Eating rust, sipping bolts, dream of strawberry wine. Where were you? Where was I? We saw the end of time. Where were you? Where was I? When there was nowhere left to hide. Nowhere left to hide. Nowhere left to hide. You were here, there, everywhere. Life's a bear. Trying to slim down. Cold, then light the flare. Hot enough to burn.
Sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County, but Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.